Tom Ceratori now joining us. Tom, just how you draw it up, right?
But you know what? If you want to win championships, you got to win games like this. And, you know, guys show a lot of resiliency.
It can never be easy, Tom, right? But that first 10 minutes, the Bulldogs, man, they came out and they played really well offensively for, to start the game.
Oh, they took it to us. I mean, it was just it was one-sided that first 10 minutes. You're spot on, Biss.
How important was it to settle in the way that you guys did and get a goal yet in that first period?
Well, we had to, and that's a good point, Schultz. I mean, you had to get that. Then we tied up, and then again, the rest was on us. I mean, turnovers, you know, non-block shots. You know, those are the things that, you know, we'll talk about tomorrow, what the things we've been doing as of late. They get a couple goals right there. But, again, the guys found a way, and, I mean, it was a heck of a play from, you know what, from – I'm talking the game tire, you know, with 45 seconds left. But Rhodey rolls, kicks it over to Al, and that's Polkamp. I call him Al. But and Al goes over to, you know, he gets that flanker-to-flanker play was wide open to Lufty, you know, in a one-timer, and Marty was just Johnny on the spot. We had him outnumbered in front of the net there. So
well, they were in every shooting lane imaginable there. And, I mean, Kyle – I thought the play was made just by Kyle getting it to the net.
100%, Schultz. And that's what you have to do. Just get it there, because then we had the – again, if you take a look, we had them outnumbered. But but getting it through sometimes is like – I mean, it is difficult. I mean, it's difficult sometimes just getting a puck through and, you know, mostly when they're tight right there. But we got them extended on the roll. When we rolled, their top guy got extended, which allowed that flanker-to-flanker play.
Well, a lot of the just casual hockey fans wouldn't realize that, I mean, you had to work to get that puck into that opening. You couldn't just turn and shoot the puck because it'd be blocked and they'd get it out of the zone, and who knows where it goes from
there. And
that's
what happens sometimes. It's easy to be erratic and not have poise in those particular plays. The biggest part of that goal was probably at the most 55 seconds. When there was a scrum in the one corner, and we won the battle, and we kicked it behind the net to Poli, and then when Poli, then we go up top, and then we got possession again, and that was a big battle that we won right there.
Game winner, if you had to guess, does Kyle Loaf know that that's Eric Polkamp going?
Well, I'm walking right here to the locker room. I go, who got that thing? And Wentz goes, I think Poli. I go, what the heck is he doing there?
That's what I said.
He's scoring a goal. That's
no,
what he's
no,
doing, coach.
Again, unconventional ways, but yeah, it was a big win.
I think that's very typical of this team this year, though, Tom. Your defense has played so much offense. It has been a big part of the offense. I thought it was only fitting, but yeah, Loaf to Polkamp in front of the net, you don't hear that very often.
No, I mean, I guess you have to ask Wentz, why were they out there? Because Megs, you know, usually it's Lufty and Megs and Poli and Wolfie. And Wentz, good job right there.
Yeah, good call, good call.
That was all Wentz.
It seems like overtime, too, is over in 37 seconds or we're here for 2 hours.
Oh, gosh. I know.
Well, don't even bring that up.
No doubt. No doubt. But you're spot on, though, Biff. And we just talked, the only thing we talked about in between the third period in the overtime was making sure, because a lot of times it's face-off plays too. You know, it's face-off execution, or I should say face-off lack of execution. And we just talked about it. Just make sure you execute well on the face-offs, on a last draw, on a one draw. You don't want to get dinged on a face-off goal. And I've lost a lot of overtimes on face-off goals.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.